Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk about old school. It sounds like something out of the 70s, actually, or maybe even earlier than that. Some chimes in there, a little harp. It's definitely something that came out of the brain of our production director. Not sure that would have come out of Jay's brain. But regardless, it's perfect on this opening day. Now, it does not feel like summer out there. We've got temps in the 40s. In our neck of the woods, I know some of you are still inundated with snow, lots of spring snow in the upper Midwest. And also, I've got a high school friend in New Hampshire. They have 8 inches of snow on the ground. I'm so jealous. But her daffodils are buried, so maybe not that jealous. If you haven't seen pictures of my white and orange daffodils, oh, they're so pretty. Pictures are up on Twitter and Facebook. A-Law Radio on the X, man. And then also on our Facebook page, Easy to Find. We got a new video up on our YouTube channel, too, named after the show. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. That sounds good this morning. Can you tell I'm hungry? Anything sounds good, but lemonade, that sounds great. That goes with baseball, doesn't it? Spiked lemonade, I suppose some people are thinking.
Absolutely, lemonade goes with baseball.
Spiked lemonade?
Not as much iced tea, but spiked lemonade for sure.
Is that, what do you spike it with?
Vodka. Oh. Dealer's choice.
Warriors! We have fallen down a cult movie rabbit hole thanks to Tari Eason of the Houston Rockets.
Warriors!
I'm practicing. I'm coming back this time tomorrow, and I'm going to have that puppy down. This is how I rapped, right? I listened to it enough that I could spit it out the same way.
Warriors!
Warriors! I'm getting there.
Warriors!
Nope, sorry, Tari. Not back to the drawing board. We'll explain coming up if you've missed it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, yeah. We want to know, on this Thursday, good morning, by the way, we generally refer to Thursday as Happy Almost Friday. That's a Jay and I thing. We've been doing this for the entire time we've been working together, especially when Jay was still getting adjusted to the overnight hours. It hit him in the face like a baseball to his noggin, a bat even to his noggin. Remember when Bryce Harper was a rookie and he got angry and he slammed a bat against the wall of the dugout and it bounced back and hit him in the face? That's how Jay felt after doing overnight.
Ow! Ow!
Right. That's exactly it. Always be aware of your surroundings at a baseball stadium. Oh, PSA for this stateside opening day. So is it on this Happy Almost Friday, is it the baseball opening day or is it the Sweet 16 that makes you happier? Sunshine, flowers, birds chirping. I suppose if you're going to one of the games, either baseball or Sweet 16, that would maybe tip the scales. But check out the poll. We've got it up on both Twitter and Facebook. And yes, it's taken on a life of its own now because people are starting to root for their teams. They can't just say, hey, baseball opening day, it's hey, go Yankees. But the problem is I can't really like these unless I like every single one of the posts that refers to a specific team, because then people will accuse me of being biased and say I'm a Yankees fan, blah, 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 blah. Not once in my life. So take the poll. again, on our show Twitter, or my Twitter, or our Facebook page. We're right now looking at baseball opening day with a very sizable lead in our poll. Jay, what about you? Sweet 16 or opening day?
Well, my team's opening day got postponed until tomorrow.
You don't want to sit in the rain anyway?
No, I didn't.
A Friday opening day is actually more fun if you want to go.
Yeah, absolutely, and I might. But opening day, I'll vote opening day for me. Even though my team's rained out, I still just love the whole ambiance and like the pomp and circumstance of opening day, the player introductions, the banners, so I'm into it.
All right, so baseball opening day or Sweet 16. I suppose if your team is playing early, you can do both because there are four games in the men's college basketball bracket that tip off today. And I know people are going to complain. Here's the thing. You can watch them online. You can watch them on your own time. You don't necessarily have to stay up until after midnight Eastern time. But the second game in Boston, and this is taking place at the home of the Celtics, TD Garden, the second game in Boston doesn't start until well after 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Illinois, Iowa State. Those two teams reside in the central time zone, so it doesn't start until well after 9 o'clock for those fans who are back home. But that's in Boston, just the way that they set up these games. Clemson, Arizona is the early one in LA. Then it's Alabama, North Carolina. That's at Crypto.com Arena. You've got San Diego State at the defending champion. UConn is the early game in Boston. Oh, it's going to be loud. So many Huskies fans there. And then Illinois and Iowa State. So two ones, two twos, a three, a four, a five, and a six. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of excitement around the Huskies and the way they've played to this point. It's the first time, gosh, don't give me a second. It's the first time since 2016, I believe, that a defending champion has made the Sweet 16. So it's not common that a defending champ gets to this point. And you know Dan Hurley has got his guys ready to go. I actually think they're better than they were this time last year.
We've both gotten to this game again. So a lot of respect for San Diego State and coach and their culture. I think it's an awesome matchup. The Sweet 16 has all great matchups.
Now, remember, this is a rematch, quote unquote, of the national championship from last April. And so both Dan Hurley and Brian Dutcher know each other well. And yeah, it's a tall order facing the Huskies.
They're not going to be afraid of the spotlight. They're not going to be afraid of their moment. And hopefully they have that kind of one shining moment that will allow us to get a victory tomorrow.
Well, tonight, but that was tomorrow. Yesterday. You know what I mean? It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So is it baseball or is it Sweet 16? I love this. And specifically for Orioles fans, I know every single team owner has probably issued a message to the respective fan base, but it's brand new in Baltimore.
Hello, I'm David Rubenstein, and I'm pleased to be the new owner of the Baltimore Orioles. I'm excited because I'm a native of Baltimore, have been a lifelong fan of the Orioles, and I'm really looking forward to doing what we can together with the community to make the Orioles the best team in baseball. I want to thank the Angelos family for what they've done over the last 30 years to provide stewardship of the Orioles. The owner of any baseball team can only do so much. Everything depends on the fans. So I hope you will come to games, support the team, and do everything we can to bring us to the next chapter of the Baltimore Orioles, and hopefully that will lead us to another World Series championship in the very near future.
So that's a message from the brand new Orioles owner. And I am hoping, even as Baltimore is still in the midst of the shock and I'm sure extreme inconvenience for people. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of vehicles that used the Key Bridge every single day. It was a major thoroughfare for trucks because they couldn't go through the tunnels. And not to mention, they haven't finished their investigation. And the last we knew, most importantly of all, the last we knew, they're still searching for the four other construction workers that are presumed lost. They were able to pull two of them out of the water on Wednesday. I'm not sure if you heard this, but they were in a pickup truck. So I think what the story that I've heard is that they were on a break from their construction work. They were filling potholes on the bridge. They kind of heard that there was something going on. The Mayday call got issued by the ship. And thankfully, on either end, the Maryland Transportation Authority was able to stop traffic. Not even 90 seconds before the ship plowed into the bridge, they were able to stop traffic. So there were no cars moving on the bridge. But it sounds like these construction workers, they kind of hear something going on the radio and they take a break. A couple of guys were in a pickup truck. That was one of the vehicles that went into the water. So they were able to find those two men, thankfully for their families. I guess they were only 25 feet down. But with all the debris, and not just that, but the spillage that came from some of the containers on the ship, it was carrying 764 tons of hazardous waste. Now, there were a lot more containers on the ship, but apparently there has been some spillage into the port of Baltimore, or that harbor there in Baltimore. And so there's just a lot of cleanup they have to do. The NTSB is still investigating. Thankfully, they were able to pull these two men out of the water, but they're still searching for four others as a now recovery operation. And with everything this means for Baltimore, for its economy, for its transportation, for its people who were so used to using the bridge, and not just local, but truckers and commuters and East Coast travelers who would go up and down and across that bridge. I mean, so many of you, I've used it many times in the past. It just puts an entire strain on the area, but mostly thinking about those families that are still waiting for word of their loved ones. And it's hard sometimes to think about sports. I will readily admit that. I feel guilty at times after a major tragedy, whether it's natural disaster or something along these lines, a big accident, talking about sports. But many of you tell me how much sports can provide a bit of a relief, a distraction. And we know sports have the uncanny power to heal. I don't know how they work necessarily. My theory is just that we bring people together across cultures and languages and ethnicities and all other types of socioeconomic barriers. We come together and we bond over our teams. It's a reason to cheer a little bit. It's a break from reality, quote unquote. Not that reality goes away, but it's an opportunity to smile and to find some joy where we desperately need it. I mean, those are all just kind of my theories about why sports tend to bring communities together. But I really do think it's the unifying power of sports, because nothing brings us together like a sports team that we may have in common. And so I think about Baltimore opening day and the sober reality of what's happening in the city. And again, with all the various factors, the investigation's still going on. They're still looking for people. And yet I know that it's a passionate baseball town. It's a passionate fan base. And I wouldn't be surprised if they had a moment of silence, if they referenced what was happening at the Key Bridge, and if they pay tribute to the people that they know they've lost. And I think the fans will really appreciate that, this opportunity to cheer for their team, a team with so much promise that won 100 plus games last year, but also a team that can give them a reason for joy and bring the city together. It's weird, right? And yet it happens over and over with sport. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So which is it? Is it baseball or is it Sweet 16? If you missed my conversation with Scott Miller, he joined us earlier from San Diego. He's a longtime insider and analyst and reporter for baseball. And we kind of set the scene. And yes, Ohtani, yes, it's still the biggest story. Who knows what happens moving forward? But I did ask him, what is baseball's responsibility? And if baseball finds nothing else, there's no smoking gun, there's no extra evidence, the feds don't come out with anything. I feel disrespectful saying that. The federal authorities don't come out with anything else. What does baseball do? And he said baseball can do nothing. If there's no more evidence, baseball can't do a darn thing. They can't suspend him without any extra evidence. And yet, it's crazy how much of social media goes along these lines. He's guilty. Put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. He's lying through his teeth. Pete Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I have yet to figure out what those two things have to do with each other. I have no idea what Pete Rose and Ohtani have to do with each other at all. Pete Rose bet on baseball, including his own team. He lied about it for decades, and then in order to sell a book, he told the truth. And also, it's not baseball that's banned him from the Hall of Fame. It's the actual Hall of Fame that's banned him from the Hall of Fame. Baseball just has decided they're not going to go against the Hall of Fame, though they have revisited that multiple times. Ohtani's not at this point, you may believe him or not, but he's not been connected other than these wire transfers to the bookie. There's no proof that he was the one betting. The translator has completely disappeared. If they do actually accuse him of theft and move forward with the investigation, we had a former DEA agent call up and say, well, they can put him under oath or they can drag him in and say, you have to tell us the truth. We'll give you immunity. Maybe that changes something, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe he sticks to the story and maybe it's the truth. I believe that's unlikely. It's implausible. But at this point, you can't suspend a dude who says he's got accused of being bilked for $4.5 million. Pete Rose gets in the Hall of Fame. Warriors.
Come out to play.
But Jay, will you please tell people Ohtani and Pete Rose have nothing to do with each other? Not at this point.
Two completely different situations, people, and they're not even remotely
eras,
related.
Generations. Yeah, I don't
they're
understand.
They're just two guys who are tied to the word gambling.
That's it. Well, and Pete Rose says, I wish I had an interpreter.
Right. He came out with, I forgot about that stupid video that he made.
Yeah, but it's ridiculous because, again, he admitted to it after the fact. So why would baseball welcome him back into the fold now? He's actually admitted that he bet on baseball and his own team.
Committed the cardinal sin of sports.
Yeah, I don't understand how
people can have an opinion on Ohtani and an opinion on Pete Rose, but
the they
two
don't go together.
They're not connected.
People are already saying Ohtani can never get in the Hall of Fame. Really?
It just doesn't have anything to do with the other. One's man's case has nothing to do with the other. So.
No. Lisa is putting her money on MLB to make it a happier Almost Friday, but I sure wish the Guardians game started before 10 p.m. So I'm assuming she's in Cleveland. Baseball hates Cleveland. First seven games on the West Coast. Gonna miss most of them. You know what? They generally package those up and you can find highlights the next day on YouTube. Baseball hates Cleveland.
We're in Cleveland. Nothing is easy here.
All right. Matt is in North Carolina. Matt, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, good morning, Amy.
Morning.
It's been a while since I hadn't talked to you since before you got married, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Well wishes to your happy life together with your husband. The question of the night, baseball or Sweet 16, I'm a Braves fan, so happy, definitely started the season. I think they're stoked to, make another run at it if they have better luck with their pitching health. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. But this year, it's more on the Sweet 16 for me. My favorite team, NC State. They're the
nice.
Only so-called Cinderella left in the field, really, on a very chalky tournament. They weren't even supposed to be in the tournament until they made that crazy, five games in 5 days run, win their first ACC championships since 1987.
Love it. I love the story so much. And the fact that Kevin Keats was on the hot seat, there was a lot of talk that he was going to get fired. And then they rattle off 5 wins in 5 days, and now they're into the Sweet 16. It's amazing.
It is incredible. The history of this team, they have a great history, but it's been a long time.
Right.
They won a championship in 74, and they beat Marquette, who they have to play on Friday for that championship. And then they could possibly, if they get through that, they'll play Houston, who they beat in 1983 to win their only other championship. So, it's a team of destiny, I think. There's a lot of things that's gone right with this team that didn't happen during the regular season. So, and I'm glad the rest of the country's getting to see DJ Burns, who looks like he should be on an NFL offensive lineman instead of playing basketball. He's listed at 275. He's every bit of 3 bill. And I bet he moves. I mean, for somebody that size, he moves so well. He has such great footwork, such a soft touch around the basket, and is an amazing passer if they try to double team him. So, I'm hoping this run will continue and, throw a wrench into some of these favorites.
I absolutely love their story, and I hope so, too. Marquette will be a tall order, obviously. That game coming up on Friday in Dallas. But yeah, really neat that they're the last double figure seed remaining. But I think there's something to be said for being a hot team too. Now, can they continue it into this next weekend? That would be three weekends in a row of being a heat seeking missile. But yes, the Wolfpack have a great history. The Jim Valvano chapter of that is awesome as well. So I love it. I'm with you, Matt.
Absolutely. And have a great rest of your week and weekend. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you. 855-212-4227. Is it baseball opening day? Or, and I guess if you're one of the fan bases where the game got rained out, then you don't have to choose. But baseball opening day or Sweet 16, we've got the poll up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Coming up, for those of you who missed it, we'll explain why we fell down the Warriors cult movie rabbit hole. I will admit, I'd never heard of it before, but now I'm obsessed. Warriors, come out to play. I can't do that part. But see, I kind of sound like him. Play. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Step back, going to try a deep three-pointer, and he knocks it down! Rockets up by six with a minute remaining. 53 seconds left to go. 126-123 Rockets. Jalen Green down the lane, flips the layup up and in. 27 points in the second half and overtime for Jalen.
132-116, 12 seconds remaining in the contest. Pass out baseline left. Boy, they're moving around. Wiggins out to a shot attempt for Jalen Williams. Eight is missed, and the ball's going to trickle out of bounds. It'll be Rockets basketball. And ladies and gentlemen, in downtown Oklahoma City, it's going to be the 10th consecutive Rockets win!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Good morning to you on what is a Thursday, or soon we'll be uttering the words happy almost Friday. Jay and I usually wait until we wake up on Thursday afternoon because then we're there. We're so close. But we'll share it with you this morning because it's a big day in sports. Baseball's stateside opening day for most teams. Just sorry, Brewers, Mets, Braves, and Phillies. You will have to wait until Friday. But it's also the start of the Sweet 16 for the men, the women begin tomorrow, so there's a lot to be excited about as we wrap up March and head into Easter weekend, which is also crazy. It's early. There's just a lot to juggle right now. So the Warriors win their 10th game in a row. You hear that on the Rockets radio network. It takes overtime in Oklahoma City, one of the top teams in the West. But at the same time, even though Draymond Green got ejected 4 minutes into the Warriors game in Orlando, Steph Curry was doing work.
Curry dribbles on Suggs, takes it far side. Suggs with him step for step. Curry, left-hand dribble, stops, shoots a three off the dribble. Got it! Curry! Stephen Curry has been out of sorts all night, but he's hit back-to-back big-time buckets, and that's what a superstar does. Warriors 101, Magic 93. Orlando calls timeout.
Tim Roy on Warriors Radio. Yeah, without Draymond Green on the court, Steph Curry sometimes struggles, but he's at a three-game stretch, maybe a four-game stretch here where maybe he's tired, banged up a little bit, not the same. Klay Thompson was in the starting lineup again last night. Neither one of them hit 20 points. It was Andrew Wiggins who was the leading scorer, but offense, it was tough to come by for these guys. They only hit 10 of their 34 triple attempts, but I digress. They win the game. After that triple, Steph does his kind of half shimmy, half night-night gesture to let the fans in Orlando know that the game was essentially over. But because the Golden State Warriors are sitting in the 10 spot and the Houston Rockets have won 10 in a row, they're only a game up on Houston now. So this is kind of fun. Tari Eason, who apparently is a fan of cult movies or maybe just cult movie scenes. He's not a guy who was around in the 70s. We know that for sure. He gets on Insta Live and he issues this challenge to Golden State.
Warriors, come out to play! Warriors, come out to play!
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It's like that.
Okay. Now, I heard that when I walked in the building. Jay was all excited to share it with me. What? Now, fess up. Did you have any idea it was from a movie?
I've heard that quote before, of
course.
You had.
Okay.
I didn't know that it was from that specific movie. I think I've just heard it in pop culture, other kind of reference.
I did not know there was a movie called The Warriors. Marco alerted us to this cult phenomenon going back to the 70s because neither Jay nor I really understood what was going on. I don't know how Tari Eason did either, but he did. And now we give you the original and you can judge Tari yourself.
Warriors, come out to play.
We've learned more about the Warriors movie, not the team, than we ever thought we could possibly know. Right? We've fallen down this rabbit hole. You all are tweeting us. Yeah, so Tari Eason apparently, even though he's 22 years old, he wasn't even born in the same century as the movie came out. He knows the line, and it's his way to challenge the Golden State Warriors. Can you play him simultaneously? I feel like Tari's going to drown out the original. David Patrick, something, something. David.
Warriors, come out to play! Warriors, come out to play! Yeah. It's like that!
He's a hoot. Anyway, I've been practicing. I can't help it. In the hallway, Jay heard me. I was walking back from the bathroom, and I was practicing. You got to be up in your upper register, so that's why it's harder for Tari Eason. I don't know how old the actor was when he did it, but apparently it was not a line that was scripted. It was one of those off-the-cuff improv moments. And so, I mean, I've got a deeper voice than most men in my life, so I don't really think I can get close to it.
I think you're getting there.
But if you don't get loud, so for me, it's keeping the voice softer to reach the upper register. Warriors, come out to play.
I feel like like it's like a nasally kind of
you think
thing. Like it's got to
wait,
be like,
not the Warriors part. Warriors. No, I can't do that. Warriors.
Like not like it's like a feeling like right under your eyes and top bridge of your nose.
Well, why don't you try it then, like, smarty
warriors.
Pants?
Warriors.
Warriors.
Yeah, something like that.
Come out to play.
Warriors.
But he extends it. He's got vibrato there. Warriors.
That was probably your best one.
Come out to play. And then he sounds evil.
Come out to play.
Oh, just goodness. Thank you, Tari. Thank you so much. I mean, this is a 215-pound dude, so I don't know that he can go, Warriors!
I think you should watch who he's challenging, to be honest. But.
Warriors! It's stuck. This is what I'm going to dream about. I have very vivid dreams. This is
Warriors,
what I'm going to dream about.
Come out to play!
Come out to play!
That was good.
Thank you. Randy's in North Carolina. Randy, welcome to After Hours. On that note.
Good morning, Amy. I'm a truck driver, so I sleep in the day and work at night.
There you go.
You're having a great show. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina, and you said baseball or the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I would choose the Sweet 16. And the reason is because of all this realignment with sports and stuff like that. You know, I think they did the ACC run with Florida State. So I'm looking for you to look at your bracket and hopefully any ACC teams that make the final two, the championship game, I would be so elated.
Oh, cool. So then you're
elated.
Rooting for both North Carolina and NC State and Duke?
Yes, I root for all teams from North Carolina because I'm ACC bred. I'm right here in Charlotte and – like I said, I love to see our team represent, but I think we got a raw deal last fall with the college football and Florida State being left out.
Oh, gotcha. So you're on the rampage then?
And then the merger kicked in, and so, you know, I'm just a real I'm loyal to my state.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I do think it's pretty cool. The ACC has represented very well because they've got the four teams, other than Virginia, the four teams
right.
that have made it to the Sweet 16. And so, yeah, Clemson being kind of an upstart as the sixth seed. NC State is the 11, the only double-figure seed remaining. And then Duke and North Carolina. So definitely they're on Tobacco Row. There's a lot of basketball glory and excitement.
Right. And the last thing I'd like to share with you, the gentleman, the caller before, he was talking about the 74 championship with NC State over Marquette. I think it was Marquette or UCLA. But I had the opportunity about 6 months ago to meet one of the star players that played on that championship. And his name was David Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
I met him, you know, coming out of the hotel, and we took a photo together. And the last thing is I have a friend that wants to get into journalism, sports casting right here. And what would you recommend that he need to do if you guys have affiliation or a station right here in the Charlotte metro area that I can give him your advice?
Okay, so we're not talking about a student. We're talking about an adult who's already out of school?
Yeah. He graduated from Winston-Salem State with journalism, sports medicine.
Gotcha. Degree. Well, I'll tell you what I tell a lot of my students that I mentor or teach at Syracuse. Go find an internship so that you can practice. But also, get your phone out, use your computer. They all have microphones now. Practice talking about anything that is happening in news or sports today. Just practice talking. Listen back to yourself. Find a style. Find a rhythm. And also, you can make a tape that way now because people can record on their own computers or their phones. And then go to the local radio station where he'd like to work or go to any of the stations in the area and just say, hey, do you have any internships? I'd like to shadow you. I'd like to see what you do. Can I volunteer if there are no internships? Just get in the building because these days the industry is shrinking. There are fewer and fewer people and fewer jobs that are doing more and more of the work. And so a person who gets their foot in the door will be used if they show any competence whatsoever. But yeah, tell them to practice. Practice talking. Practice doing shows. Practice doing a newscast, whatever it is that he's interested in. And make a tape of himself and listen back to it and practice again. And then go offer to do internships or see what kind of opportunities there are at the local stations.
Okay. And thank you very much. And like I said, I appreciate your show with you and your team. I'm a truck driver. I drive at night, and I'm always listening to you guys. You guys keep me motivated and inspired with the Sports Update.
With our craziness.
Like I said, I'm a vampire. I sleep in the day and work at night.
Well, I hope you sleep thank better you. In the day that we do. Randy, thank you so much. Be safe right. as you're on the road. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Whoopsie. It's hard. It's like that awkward situation when you're on
the
a cell phone. The moment passed. Warriors. Jay, that awkward moment where you're saying goodbye to someone, you and I do this sometimes. We say goodbye like more than once. It's like goodbye. And then you're like, okay, talk to you soon. Okay, goodbye. All right, bye. Okay, talk to you later. All right, bye. See you in a bit.
Catch you later. All right, for real now.
1, 2, 3, hang up. Anyway, yes. Yeah, so sorry about that, Charles in North Carolina, but please be safe while you drive. Okay, 855-212-4227. I'm not sure we'll be able to work in any more calls. However, we will have a few more minutes here. I did promise you a little Mike McCarthy because, no, he's not feeling pressure. What are you talking about? And it's nutty how much football chatter there is, even with the league meetings being done in Orlando. But I do want to get to Dallas. And then a little more on the Sweet 16. It's almost opening day.
We're excited.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Excited. Thank you. I'm so excited.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I came here to win a championship. I didn't come here to get another contract or anything other than that. I came to Dallas to win a world championship, and that's why I'm standing here and buy into us.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I like it. Mike McCarthy's obsessed. That can only be good for the Dallas Cowboys. Well, that's my opinion. Many of you are not of like mind. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. He was speaking at the owners' meetings in Orlando this week, and he was talking about how even in the offseason, he's obsessed with calling plays.
I'm always calling the game, you know, whether it's in the shower or driving to work. And I think you have to approach it that way because, you know, so many of those decisions or just really your approach and mindsets are developed in the offseason.
Okay, you're going to laugh at me. This goes along with our movie theme. When I first heard him, I mean, I've listened to it multiple times since the first time, but when I first heard him and he said, whether you're in the,
you know, whether it's in the Shire or drive.
I thought he said Shire, like the Hobbits.
I did too.
And I thought that was supposed to be some kind of a home base, whether you're in the Shire. And I was like, wow, is he cool or
never
what?
Never a bad place to call plays.
No, you call plays in the Shire like the Hobbits do.
Mr. Frodo.
Oh my gosh. Because, yeah. I mean, while we're talking cult movies and crazy like movie fan groups.
Samwise runs a fly route.
Oh my gosh. No, I just meant people refer to the Shire as home, right? people use that as vernacular.
Oh, yeah,
but only people who are really into the Lord of the Rings saga and the Hobbits will refer to home as the Shire. My brother has done that before. Okay, so that's where kind of where it triggered. And I'm thinking, what? Is Mike McCarthy a big
Hobbit? You know, whether it's in the Shire or...
Mike McCarthy's a big Hobbit fan. That's what he means when he says he's watching film. Okay, fine. I'm an idiot. What do you mean? By the way, he doesn't care what you think about the fact that he's in the final year of his contract. And I don't know if he's telling the truth or not. Maybe he really is this myopic when it comes to his focus, but he's not feeling pressure.
I don't think so. I think the reality of coaching in this league, you know, if you look at the immediate focus, you know, the approach is always the same. I mean, it's we're all given an excellent opportunity to coach, you know, 2024 Dallas Cowboys, and we're, you know, no one's more engaged than we are. So the financial component, everybody's different in that realm, but, you know, regardless of where you're on a contract. So, yeah, I don't see it as more pressure. I think it's just the reality of our industry. I mean, that's what it is. So, you know, it's you know, those are business decisions, and those are really personal, and in, you know, frankly, because we are subcontractors when it comes to the financial, you know, component of it. But, you know, I think you can't lose sight, too, of the big picture. I know this has always been my approach because, you know, make no bones about it. I am extremely blessed to be here. You know, I'm very much engaged where my feet are and the opportunities I've had personally. I'm very blessed. So I never lose sight of that.
I suppose if you can hang on to, I am blessed to have this job in the first place. There are only 32 of them. I've not only worked for one iconic NFL franchise, I've now coached for a second one. I've made more money than I will ever need. My family's taken care of. I get to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in 2024. If you can keep that perspective and stay in the moment, well then, yeah, there's less pressure. And I know my radio show is not akin to coaching the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not saying that at all. But I feel the same way. I am blessed to be able to do what I love five nights a week here on CBS Sports Radio, regardless of the politics and the salary and the hours and a boss who doesn't know we have a show and those types of things. It doesn't matter because when the microphone goes on, this is what I get to do. And while I would say that there is pressure with this job, just because you're speaking to a national audience and there are not many women who do this, once I'm talking, I'm not feeling that. Now, I don't know that I call plays in the shower or the Shire, but I do know that I think about the show around the clock, so I guess I can understand. But yeah, I love his perspective. We get to be the coaches of the Dallas Cowboys in 2024, but he does believe they have to take it to the next level, obviously. Now, a lot of talk about Dak Prescott and whether or not the Cowboys are going to re-sign him and whether or not he's worthy of being a franchise QB and all that jazz. And that conversation is going to continue all the way through the season unless they come up with an extension before the season begins. We've been here before with Dak Prescott. It's nothing new. But just as a caveat, it's astounding to me. It's a little bit like Steelers fans who are ready to bounce Mike Tomlin every time there's a loss. Every single time the Cowboys don't have an MVP world-class game from their quarterback, well, then it's time to kick him to the curb. And yet last year he would have been an MVP if not for Lamar Jackson, I think. Anyway, so I think Dak Prescott has played his way into at least the option of getting another deal with the Cowboys, but I'm watching from afar and you're watching from there. And I know the frustration of not having been back to an NFC championship or a Super Bowl definitely stretches on. Well, imagine how Kyle Shanahan feels. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So we didn't even get to all of our football stuff. But coming up, we got a bunch of games tonight. Sweet 16 versus the Major League Baseball opening day. The bunting comes up when you use the hashtag. UNC is one of those top seeds. Third year with Hubert Davis, I should say. And this team is ready to go.
There's very few programs that are at our level, and Ooh. The spotlight is bright playing at North Carolina, and so it's something that our guys not only are used to or accustomed to, but it's a position that they want to be in.
Did you hear something crash in the background? Can we play it again?
There's very few programs that are at our level, and the spotlight is bright playing at North Carolina, and so it's something that our guys not only are.
You don't believe me when I hear these things. I am a trained listener. Something crashed in the background.
At North Carolina, and so it's something that.
Someone either back in the back of the room, the press room, something along those lines. Either someone kicked a chair and knocked something over. Someone knocked a camera over, dropped a phone. But it had more of a resonance to it than just someone dropping a phone. It maybe hit something else and then hit the floor. Yep. Warriors. I'm excited. We'll be back tonight after Sweet 16 and baseball opening day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Warriors!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.